Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
And Moore's going to race to second base, and if he stops, he's got the cycle. How about that? Robert Moore clears the bases, and he's hit for the cycle.
He's got one of the best bat flips in all of college baseball.
And he touches that one. That is a no-doubter as he bat flips it, and it is out of here.
And he's turning double plays and talking about the Diamond Hogs on The Buzz. It's time to talk with Razorback second baseman Robert Moore. Brought to you by Sissy's Log Cabin, Arkansas's largest independently owned jewelry store. Visit one of their five statewide locations, either in Pine Bluff, Little Rock, Jonesboro, Memphis, or Conway. Online at sissyslogcabin.com. And now, here's Robert Moore.
All right. On game day, we go to Fayetteville and check in with our man Robert Moore. Good morning, Robert. How are you?
Good morning.
Great to have you on. We appreciate it. You know, I guess we've been doing this now for 3 or 4 weeks. I was trying to think how many times we've had you on a game day. Obviously, these midweek games aren't always the norm. I was wondering, how does it change up? Does it affect your schedule, your class schedule at all when you have games like this during the week?
Well, we always have to be at the field, I think, 4.5 hours before the first pitch. So if it happens on when we have these midweek games or I guess Friday games as well, we get out of class around 10, 10:30, and then head straight to the field. So, these midweek games, they're always kind of fun because, you know, you get to keep your rhythm playing before the weekend series.
Yeah, we obviously congratulations on another SEC series win against Missouri. You won 2 of 3. Hard to believe, guys. Think about this. 12 consecutive SEC series when you combine the 10 series SEC series wins last year. I know last year's is that, you know, obviously one thing, but you guys just continue to find ways to win and get it done.
We do, and there's something special when you sit back and think about it. And I don't know how we're going to continue to do this. If you look at our schedule, we got Mississippi State, and then we got LSU. We go to Florida. We got Vandy coming in, and we have Ole Miss coming in. So, I mean, it's a really hard league. I hope we can continue to do it. But if we do it 2 years in a row, that'd be 20 straight series, and that would be like, you don't even dream about that because it'd be a stupid dream.
Yeah.
But we think we can do it.
Well, that's the right attitude, is to believe you can do it, and it's an impressive streak. You get Little Rock tonight and tomorrow night. We just had the head coach of the Trojans, Chris Curry, and we were talking about the series. I guess it was 2019. They came up there and handled y'all pretty easy, 17-7, and then you guys were able to win the next two when you played. Talk about playing an in-state team. You know, that was, you know, you hadn't been around here very long, Robert, but that was, you know, that was unheard of before.
Yeah.
Frank Broyles just didn't let it happen. And just talk about the, you know, you guys also are going to play UCA.
Yeah.
Talk about the importance of that maybe to promote sport, college sport, baseball in the state.
Well, I think last year, I think the 2020 season that we didn't play was like the first year that had been on the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my freshman year. So I don't know any different, truthfully.
Right.
And then last year we got to play all of them, and this year the same thing. And I just think that, you know, you get to see the uniqueness of different teams and different sports and different universities in the state. And, you know, everyone's different, and every team is different. And it's fun to see, like, we'll play Little Rock the next 2 days, and they'll have a few guys run it up to 93 to 95 and have a couple pro prospects on the team. And I'm sure, you know, I think the Royals drafted a pitcher out of UCA last year. I mean, there's talent all throughout the state. It's not just University of Arkansas. So I think that's really cool to see.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, go ahead, Jess. No, go ahead. Go ahead, Jess.
Coach also requested that we persuade you to maybe take the night off. If it has a Hog fan, please don't.
Well, I don't write the lineup, Coach does, so he's got to talk to Coach.
Well, you know, Justin, they were making the point, you know, Justin and RJ are more of the baseball guys than me and Roger are, but just talking about the importance of having these midweek games you said you keep your rhythm, and I guess you have, you know, more guys get a chance to, you know, get innings, I guess, if you look at it. Obviously, you got Mississippi State, the defending national champs, coming in this weekend, but you feel these games are good for the team in general, these midweek games?
We'd rather play than practice, 100%. Coaches would tell you that, and so would players. So, you know, you get to see live pitching, you get to get in games and get live reps, and it's a lot more fun than practice, so that's the way I look at it.
Some of these are slump busters, too, obviously. You know, a guy like maybe Brady Slavens can maybe get going, who I think can be big for you guys down the stretch. I want to go back, Robert, to the Missouri series. And, you know, when you think of really difficult places in the SEC to play as fans, you think of Florida, LSU, obviously Arkansas, maybe Mississippi State. With the conditions and maybe the lack of fans, not lack of Razorback fans, but lack of maybe home fans at Missouri, is that kind of a sneaky, tough place to play?
I don't know about the lack of fans or people there, because I think, you know, it was probably just 1,000 for 3 days. Each day that we played in front of, I don't know if that was necessarily a factor, just because, you know, you can mentally overcome that. I think the weather conditions in the field kind of neutralize some things. So, for example, we hit a couple balls that didn't get out of the ballpark, and they don't necessarily have home run hitters, so that kind of neutralizes the game a little bit. So, I don't know. I think every place is tough. Honestly, I think Missouri's a lot better than people think. They have three or four players that really like to play and are good players. They had a player, their second baseman, Nander DeSantis, I think declined $2.5 million out of high school. I don't think it's worked out for him as well in college. But, I mean, they have some talented players for sure. And I think everyone in the SEC's got a couple of guys that can get you. So, you know, I'm not saying that place is necessarily – LSU or Mississippi State hostile environment, but every place can get you.
We're visiting Robert Moore, brought to you by Sissy's Log Cabin. You know, Robert, you're so busy with school and in your sport. I don't know if you keep up, but, you know, again, not only does the basketball team get have an Elite Eight appearance for back-to-back seasons, you know, the Razorbacks get another commitment from a five-star basketball player, which many will say this class will, on paper, is the greatest recruiting class of all time. And, you know, I just think all this sort of fits together. I mean, you guys are a top-five team. You know, basketball is going to be a top 10, football top 20. Man, there's some serious momentum going on the Hill. And I don't know if you guys, because you're in your own little world, you know, trying to win baseball, but if you sense that momentum from the athletic program as a whole.
Well, we think we have an unbelievable support system from our last life director. You know, I don't know any other way other than Hunter Yurchek, because that's when we have our plays from him. But, you know, he stops and talks to all the athletes. He makes every athlete feel as if they're the most important one. He treats player A the same as player B. We have just an unbelievable support staff from Hunter Yurchek. So it's not a surprise to me that everyone's winning. You can even throw women's sports.
Sure, like, you bet.
You know, softball.
Yep.
Watch the ladies last night.
Soccer has done really well. And, you know, also our women's basketball team has made the tournament a couple of years in a row, too. So, I think it starts with the support staff and the job that Hunter's doing.
Well, we watched the ladies last night softball team.
Yes.
And two things. Tigers. First of all, you know what? How much of a disadvantage do you – I mean, we talked – I'm just going to come out and say it. We talked to Mary. Mary thinks she could take you out, okay?
Mary.
She said Mary Half said she could take you out, Robert. Now, listen, she knows you're going to hit the ball. You're a great ball player. But she could take you out of at one point. And she says – a lot of it is because, you know, they're held and because of all the equipment that they have to wear. They have to wear like a football uniform on when they're out there playing baseball. Do you look at that and go, what in the hell's going on out there? I mean, how heavy is that stuff to them, do you think?
I don't know. I never played and I never will. So.
Listen, but they've got on helmets, they've got on face guards, they've got on all kinds of other stuff. And we did talk to Mary. She was very kind to you.
She's great.
Yeah, she was great. And we are, just as you were just saying, I mean, with all the other teams that are up there, don't leave out the S&D because...
you got track and field. I mean, you got everything. I mean, it's really gymnastics is having. Yeah. So, you know, it's rare air, Robert, as a guy who played up there a long time ago. Yeah, our football, basketball, track, baseball was decent. And I mean, it's so much more fun when everybody's winning, man. It's just the campus and the fan base, what we do for a living, there's a major trickle-down effect. And we didn't even mention, we got to say congratulations to Dave Van Horn. Yeah. Got his 300th career SEC win on Sunday against Missouri. So your coach is obviously setting personal records for himself and just fun.
Well,
fun
it is because we get to enjoy it. Now we turn our head from basketball and we start concentrate as fans of all the sports. You've got your baseball wonks that are going to be all over baseball no matter what. That's their go-to anyway. But now some of us who are not able to do two things at once can now follow you a little bit closer and see what's happening there. But it does make it a lot easier. It has to be more fun for everybody when you could look around and go, listen, I'm part of a pretty good thing that's going on up here with the university. We're you got to be proud of that. And it's got to be a little maybe easy. I don't know.
No, 100%. Yeah, it's, you know, you can turn on any sport that we have, and you know they're probably doing pretty well, or they're probably ranked or something. So, it's a cool thing to be a part of.
Yeah, I will say this. It's good times. I love watching last night when we beat the LSU Tigers in any sport. It's a good thing. I love the fact you got Mississippi State coming in. I know you guys would love to kick their butts this weekend. Obviously, they had a great season. Have a great, you know, history there of great baseball at Mississippi State. But I know you got to take care of business. You know, one game at a time. Tonight, 6:30 against the Trojans. You can catch it on the Buzz and the SEC Network. Tomorrow's at 4:00. And we appreciate you being able to jump on. You know, Mary jumped on with us yesterday on game day,
and she didn't say anything negative at all. So I don't want you to. I noticed you didn't like that question too much, Rob. You said, "No, I'm not playing the game. I'm not ever going to play." So I understand that, buddy. It's all good.
All right, listen, all buddy. Good luck.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, good luck tonight. Okay. Thanks. Appreciate that. Later, Robert.